Thank you much, very much, speakers, for joining us up here today. I'm delighted to be here myself, have an in-person meeting. I work for GIZ, the German Agency for International Cooperation, mostly on behalf of the EU, and I've got a particular interest around transparency and traceability, also being the chair of the team of specialists on ESG traceability for Unicy. I think we all have an appreciation that in the last two decades, there's been really a rising demand, both from consumers, from the financial markets, and from legislators, to get more information on sustainability as a key part of driving transformation towards a sustainable economy, a sustainable financial economy, and a sustainable set of purchasing and use behaviors. And this has been particularly hot inside the EU, which has produced a raft of legislation, more than 16 pieces, covering different aspects of policy and environmental impacts. For example, a directive on avoiding products which be causing deforestation wherever that is in the world. And all of this brings an increased scrutiny of the claims which are being made around sustainability attached to products and value chains. They emphasize the risk of greenwashing and point to the need for really credible evidence and certainty and trust in the data which is being created. And in this background, Unicy, with its UN CFACT body, which we're discussing, has developed various initiatives. And one of those is the draft recommendation number 49, Transparency at Scale, which is proposing a global solution to facilitate various different aspects of what is needed to get this data at high quality flowing. In this session, we'll be discussing the recommendation and the implementation guidance around it relating to the UN Transparency Protocol. And therefore, I'm delighted to have a number of speakers on the panel with me here today. We've got a lot of speakers, and there's a lot of ground to cover, so I'll be asking each speaker to speak very briefly. But in the first round, I'm extremely happy to be able to, and I'm breaking this down into a few sections so it's not too unmanageable in terms of information coming in. In the first round, I'd like to have Mr. Twisley Das, the Economics Affairs Officer from the Sustainable Energy Division of Unicy, talking to you. Together with Mr. Nicholson, we haven't met before, good to meet you, James, the Global Head of Social Responsibility from Trafigura Group, speaking. Are you both ready? Excellent. Then the first question for you on my right. There's a huge rising demand for critical raw materials. That's essential for the energy transition. Lithium and cobalt are on the list. There's a need for solutions. Can you tell me how the United Nations resource management system could be playing a role to enhance accountability and transparency in the global value chains?